here in the Vancouver and Portland area, and also down south in Eugene, Springfield. We have a wonderful opportunity coming up. The Treasures of the Church Exposition of Relics will be making stop in Vancouver and also in Lane County. The community is welcome to attend these events with sacred relics. In fact, over 150 relics will be on display. Joining me today to talk about this is the tour director, Father Carlos Martins. Good morning, Father Martins. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
This is quite a display of relics, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for all of us in the area to be able to attend. Your first stop is going to be at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver on Thursday evening. It is just starting in a few hours. First, Father Martins, can you maybe give our listeners a little bit of an explanation of what they will see on this evening?
Sure, yeah. So I am the director of relic pilgrimages for the Vatican, and this exhibit comes from the Holy See, and it consists of 165 relics, including relics of all 12 of the apostles, St. John the Baptist, St. Mary Magdalene, saints from the Middle Ages, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Francis of Assisi, up until saints from were recently canonized and beatified, St. John Paul II, St. Mother Teresa, Blessed Silanus Casey. And so what they will see is the largest mobile relic exhibit in the world. It also consists of some of the largest fragments of wood from the True Cross and a portion of the veil that belonged to Our Lady. So what attendees will experience will be a presentation whereby the church's theology and spirituality of relics is presented. And then afterwards, they will have a chance to do what I call a walk with the saints, which is a time of veneration. But I explain in that presentation, I guarantee people that there will be at least one saint in the exhibit that will reach out and want to communicate or want to befriend them. And so I train people on how to identify that. And during the time of the veneration, they're able to go and pursue that, to go find their saint. And it is very much a healing ministry. This ministry has been extant for 24 years. And in that time period, there have been many thousands of healings reported. There are healings at every exposition. And so people have a chance to experience that touch of heaven through the sacred remains of the saints.
This is truly a remarkable opportunity for people. Father, can you explain to our listeners, why are relics important to our faith, and how can people kind of look upon these things to draw themselves closer to our Lord?
Certainly. Yeah, great question. So the relics are mentioned throughout Scripture. And so when we hear about in the second book of Kings, for example, a man who had died and was being buried, inadvertently his body touched the bones of the prophet Elisha, one of the holiest men in the Old Testament. And it says the man came back to life and sprang to his feet. In the New Testament, we hear about a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she was healed simply by touching the hem of Christ's cloak. That's in Matthew chapter 9. And so she didn't touch Jesus, but his clothing, and that was enough for the healing. And then we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul was so holy that, and this is in Acts 19, when he would walk down the street, they would touch him with handkerchiefs or aprons, in other words, common everyday cloths, and then they would lay those cloths on the sick, and it says two things would occur. Their diseases would leave them, and if they had evil spirits, they would depart from them. So relics are connected with the Holy Spirit. And the soul of the saint, who is now in heaven, in front of the face of Almighty God, is just as present to his or her sacred remains as he or she is to God in heaven. So there is a connection. And that just makes sense because Paul tells us, reminds us over and over in his epistles, we are members, we are limbs, we are body parts of the body of Christ. And so it just makes sense that the physical remains who are connected to Christ, of saints who are connected to him, that they would effect the power of the Holy Spirit. And the church has believed this and has treasured this for two millennia. It is customary, for example, to place a relic inside every church altar. And that is why the priest at Mass kisses the altar both at the start and at the end of Mass. What he is doing is kissing the relics that are, he is symbolically kissing the relics that are contained within the altar.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. And it's great that this is a tour that is coming through the area. Father Carlos Martin's joining me today to talk about the Treasures of the Church Exposition. It begins on Thursday at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. Then again, Saturday, June 12th at St. Mary's in Eugene. On Sunday, the 13th at St. Alice in Springfield. And then the last stop in the local area, Monday, June 14th at St. Catherine of Siena in Veneta. Father Martins, for those who will be attending one of these evenings, we know as Catholics, many of us have had an opportunity to have an holy object, a special medal or a rosary, to touch the relic of something we would know as a third-class relic. Would that be an option for people who are coming, or are you asking people to just come and venerate from a distance?
No. Everything is touchable. Everything is touchable. And so, in fact, whenever relics are mentioned in Scripture, two things always occur. A, there is always a healing, always. And B, touch is the way by which that healing comes about. And so people are welcome to touch them. They're welcome to pick up the relics. They're welcome to bless themselves with them. And in fact, I encourage that for those reasons that I just mentioned. And of course, anything, any object of devotion that they touch to the reliquaries will itself become a third-class relic. And in terms of healing, God makes no distinction between first-class relics or parts of the body, second-class relics, anything that a saint personally owned or belonged to, such as an item of clothing, or third-class relics, touched relics that are touched to a first, second, or even another third-class relic. Both effect healing, or all three effect healing equally. So there is no distinction. And I will say that, you know, as Christians, we believe God works miracles in the presence of relics, and it is God that works them. We believe that relics are not magical. They don't have any power of their own. So any healing, any miraculous effect done in the presence of a relic is not because of the physical object itself. It is God who loves his saints as a proud father and wants to draw attention to them. And so he does so by effecting a healing in their presence. But the power is all from God. It's not from the individual object itself.
Well, as I said, Father Martins, this is a wonderful and rare opportunity for all of us in the area. We are looking forward to your visit, and thank you so very much for your time today.
You're very welcome, Brenda. And more information is available to your listeners at treasuresofthechurch.com.
Excellent. And again, that is Father Carlos Martins. As he said, the Treasures of the Church Expositions of Relics begin tonight, Thursday, at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. The other dates you can also find on our community calendar and on the Treasures of the Church website. I will be sure to add links to where you can find all of that information. And you're going to find that on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.